Boulder City Podcast, where we feature discussions with the unique personalities we find in our small town. I'm your host, Roger Gross, and today we resume our discussions begun during the primary last spring with the candidates for the City Council of Boulder City. We're down to the last two candidates standing for one remaining seat in November's general election. Today we sit down with James Howard Adams, who was elected to the council in 2019 and is running for re-election. A 27-year resident of Boulder City, Adams was swept into council in the elections of 2018 through 19, which saw all incumbents defeated. Now he's the last of those with a chance to remain on council. He spoke with me in early October. The Boulder City Podcast is sponsored by the Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club Casino in downtown Henderson, where slot players are treated like royalty. Welcome to the Boulder City Podcast. My guest today is Cokie Booth, the candidate for City Council, one of the two remaining. We will go to the polls in early November. And Cokie, thanks for joining us. It's great to get together with you again.
And I want to thank you so much, Roger, for doing this. It gives us an opportunity to spread the word.
Absolutely. Well, it's, you know, we're coming down to the wire here, and it's been a long campaign season.
It has.
You know, we went through the primaries in May, and here we are heading up to the general election, and you survived both of them. So congratulations on that.
Thank you.
So let's start with you know, some of the COVID funds that the city was supposed to receive. You know, I'm not really clear. You know, how much money was coming in and what they've done with it. Are you have some clarity on that?
No, I don't have any clarity, and I think it's a shame. I think we should all understand where the money's been spent and where it's going.
Mm-hmm.
And I know that they can spend some of that money on water and projects, and so it seems to me that some of it should go towards our old golf course to kind of solve the water issues there,
mm-hmm.
and also towards the swimming pool. That's a double-lined swim. It's been built within a swimming pool. It's leaking. And so to me, some of the COVID funds could have gone towards the swimming pool. So I don't have all the details. I wish I did, but I wish I was privy to that. And I think we really should know where all the funds went.
Yeah, there should be definitely more transparency, I agree. So obviously, in the last two elections, the slow growth ordinance was at front and center, basically.
Correct.
You know, we saw how much Boulder City really values that, and now we've got the issue of the 350 acres around the Boulder Creek Golf Course, which had already been approved for sale, 10 years ago or more, if not mistaken. Now it's coming up again. They put it out to bid, and you know, there's been a couple of iterations. There, where do you stand on that? The Toll Brothers. They've come in with a plan to put more houses in there than really was initially approved, and now that was rejected. So now they're going to have to come back with another plan. Where do you stand on that in terms of the houses per acre or whatever it would be? I guess the square footage of each lot.
Lot. I was a planning commissioner when we had the opportunity to zone that land.
Mm-hmm.
And I think how it's zoned, and most of those lots over there are 10,000 square foot lots.
Right.
And if they're really 10,000 square foot lots aren't that large when you have a single family home on it.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, if you go over there right now and look at some of those lots on the very back row where it's 10,000 square foot lots, you'll see that it gives you not a lot of room, maybe room for a nice home, an RV garage, and a swimming pool. So really we're not talking about huge lots.
Right.
And so I think how it was zoned, because we had public input, everybody came in, gave us their opinion. And then when it was sold, the first portion of it that was sold and built out, that was really designed to have more affordable housing in it, around the $400 to $500 price range.
Right.
And when they came out, and that's what they did, and then to go around and then have your little higher end wrapped around the golf course.
Right.
As you see around most golf courses. And so I think it was zoned properly and that we should stay within the parameters of how it was zoned.
Right, and what we voted for.
And what you voted for. Right. And we voted to make it residential, and then we had the hearings, and the public came, and as a planning commissioner, our room was filled with people there to offer their opinion. And I think that while they weren't happy with everything, because we did allow some townhomes along where the church is over there, along the side of that, because it's a narrow strip of land. So we just decided that that would be a nice place to have some upper end townhomes.
Right, right. So I know you mentioned the Planning Commission. Another thing that, that happened just recently is they rejected the historic downtown, some sort of almost an HOA down there where you, there's would be restrictions on how you could add on to a property, that kind of thing. Do you agree with the way the Planning Commission handled that?
I do agree with the Planning Commission because I actually looked at the historic committee themselves. Mm-hmm. There's not one person on there that owns a historic home.
Right.
And I really think if you're going to have a committee to look into historic homes, that should be really mostly historic homeowners.
Sure.
So that they understand what's going on. And I agree, it's like a homeowners association.
Right. Yeah.
And what I see down there, most people taking pride in their properties and trying to improve them and make them better. And so I think it's really just worked out without having a homeowners association, mm-hmm. basically. And I don't think the city should be stepping in, fining people, leaning their property. In my opinion,
sure.
that should be something that the city steps back and maybe through code enforcement, if the yard's really dirty and it's a fire hazard,
sure, right.
then you would do something. But I would hate to see us taking grandma's house away from her because she didn't have the money to bring it up to the standards that they thought it should be. So
sure.
I just think that really if you're going to have something like that, it really should be mostly people that own historic homes mm-hmm. coming up with these rules. And I don't know why they couldn't form a homeowners association. They really could down
right,
there
right.
if they got enough people together and did it right.
Sure. And rather than punish somebody for not doing something on their historic home, why don't you incent them? You know, give them a tax break or something if they do conform to a historic.
And that would be a great idea. That
right.
would be something certainly to look at.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no question. One other thing that came out just at last week's council meeting was this luxury RV park across the street from the golf course. Now, some people were saying, "Oh, you know, we should vote on that because it's city land and leasing it is getting around." Well, you know, we've done that many times. You know, for the Cascada Golf Course, that's leased land. For all the solar things, that's leased land. Do you agree that you know if it's a positive for the city, I mean, leasing the land is not an issue?
Well, it certainly needs to be looked into and to see what we're going to bring in for revenue for
mm-hmm.
it.
Right.
I know from doing some RV lots, we manage some, mm-hmm. That anybody staying over 30 days doesn't pay the room
right.
tax. So where's the revenue going to come from that?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be, they said it's a 99-year lease. No, it's not a 99-year lease, but no one's going to go in out there just like Cascada. They're not going to go in and want 35 years. They're
right.
going to want 99, 150
sure.
years to
sure.
go on. And if they were good citizens and they and we were making money, we absolutely should renew that because you don't want to start something up that's not a win-win.
Sure.
We don't want to see...
No, you don't want to see...
Halfway you know. Finished project out
right,
there.
Right,
so it would have to be set up where it was a win-win.
Sure.
And we'd have to see where the revenue came from because it's not going to come from the room taxes that
right.
they're going to do. And how profitable is it going to be for the city? That's
right.
the most important thing. Because it is skirting around selling it because it is a commercial business.
Mm-hmm.
The solar out there... that is actually really not, we're not competing with other businesses,
right.
basically. So
right.
to me, that's this, we're competing with other RV parks
mm-hmm.
by allowing something like this to go in. So I see that as a little bit different. Cascada was way down there by
sure.
Railroad Pass. The land
yeah.
isn't being used for anything. We don't want to see a lot of growth around our community. So Cascada was a great investment,
yeah.
I think, in
yeah.
Boulder City because the citizens don't really know it's even
right.
there.
Sure, absolutely.
And so I think that's the nice thing about the Cascada. And then the solar was a real asset. They wanted to put a landfill down there, class 4 landfill, which means you take in hazardous material.
Mm-hmm.
So I think solar was really a wonderful way to go and fought for it, actually, because – it's clean. Mm-hmm. We're not going to have trash all over the community.
Right.
And it pays so much of our bills. And that's what we were needing, was that income to come in.
Sure.
And I'm going to give Bob Ferraro kudos, because he went out and got our first solar company to come out here and start the whole thing going.
Sure. Well, we're going to do a podcast with the people who are promoting this luxury RV.
Uh-huh.
And I'll ask them all the questions you just raised there, and hopefully they'll have the answers to that for sure. So another element there in the El Dorado Valley is the encroachment of Henderson. You know, they annexed some land there that we had the opportunity to annex previously and didn't do it. The question is, how far is that going to go? I mean, we have a new mayor coming in. They have a new mayor. I mean, should we sit down with Henderson and really kind of discuss, you know, that border area there?
Absolutely. Absolutely. We have to work with our partners. It's like a family here, and Henderson borders us. So we need to have that open communication. And I think with Mayor Hardy that we're going to see that open communication mm-hmm. with the mayor of Henderson. We have to have that, because sometimes they have to go behind closed doors,
sure.
have that toe-to-toe and say, hey, back off a little, or back off a little, Boulder City, so that we can all work together as a team and grow and be, we want all of us to be, we want to keep Boulder City the way it is, and they want Henderson to be prosperous and do the things that they're doing.
Sure.
They have the people over there and the tax base to do parks and pools and stuff like that. We don't, so we have to be careful what we do, but we do want to work with them to maybe get some revenue over this way so that we can do some of the things that we want to do. But absolutely, we don't want them encroaching in our area. And that, we had the opportunity to take it, and we didn't take it. So, of course, they took it. It butts right up to them.
Sure.
And so they took advantage of that opportunity that we didn't take.
Okay, no question. So we've had several restaurants and other businesses closed during the pandemic, and even up till today, we see them, you know, suffering. I'm not sure what the reasons are, but should the city do more to assist businesses that are up and operating in Boulder City, and you know, to keep them vital and in business, basically?
Well, I'm a strong believer in joining the Chamber of Commerce. Mm-hmm. Jill does a great job of trying to get tourists into Boulder City and bring those dollars
sure.
into Boulder City. And that's what we need to do, is support her, support that tourism mm-hmm. that comes in, because that's what we want, those dollars. I know I hear some people saying we need another restaurant, but I go home usually around 6-7 o'clock at night and drive right through the middle of downtown. None of the restaurants are full. Mm-hmm. It's only on the weekends.
Right.
So we need those tourist dollars coming in. The train museum is moving along.
Yeah.
That's going to help bring people sure. into the city. So that's why I say it pays to belong to the chamber, who can then work to bring those tourist dollars in.
Yeah.
And we're going to have that adventure center down there. That'll bring some tourists
sure.
through town. So those are the things I think that help us. I don't think that's the city's job. I think that's the chamber's job to do something like that.
Right. Okay, great. So the voters turned down a pool referendum that came up two elections ago, I guess it is now. That was kind of the Taj Mahal of pools, though. do you favor another proposal coming back in at a more reasonable rate that people could really justify building a new pool?
Well, I don't think it's a reasonable rate, because nothing's going to be reasonable
right now,
these unfortunately.
Days, yes, yeah.
I think that. Absolutely, that's how everybody felt, that it was the Taj Mahal.
Mm-hmm.
We definitely need to redo that pool over there.
Right.
It's an antique that's mm-hmm. being held together by baling wire.
That's right, yeah.
Because it's that old. So, yes, we do, and that's why I said I really felt like some of the COVID money could have gone towards that
sure.
pool. We've got to figure out a way to fix this pool, because we need a new pool. And I like the idea of taking out the old pool and putting the new pool in there.
Right.
Because
right.
it's in the heart of Boulder City. Mm-hmm. There's a park around it. There's homes around it. Easy for the kids to get to
right,
it.
Right.
And so, and that's the most important part, is that children have access to that pool in the summertime when it's hot and they need something to do. So I like the idea of replacing that pool. I'll be one vote on the city council, but I really think we've got to come up with a way to either build another one or to redo that pool.
Yeah, yeah, no,
which means redoing it would mean taking out everything and starting over again, because
sure, right.
it has.
Yeah,
it's a double pool there.
Yeah, from what I understand, it can't be repaired.
Yeah, it cannot be repaired.
Right. So that leads us into water.
Yeah.
That's obviously been a big issue now with the lake dropping so dramatically and the SNWA, you know, recommending, you know, cut back removal of grass and things of that nature. So what should the city do, you know, in response to that, particularly when it comes to the two municipal golf courses?
Okay. I'm going to go talk a little bit further than that to start out with. Our forefathers here in Boulder City were very bright. Brian Nix was on the Southern Nevada Water Authority back when they were talking about the third straw. And that was to go way down deep, and we had to pay to be part of that third straw.
Right.
So they had the foresight to see that we may need that bottom water someday.
Yeah.
And thank goodness we have it, or we'd be in a lot of trouble today. So they started that in 2008. Here in 2022, we're pumping our water out in the desert just to allow it to evaporate. Mm-hmm. And consequently, we've wasted a lot of water that it's almost like gold these days.
Sure, yep.
We've wasted a lot of water. And so I like the idea of doing a line up to Railroad Pass and going into Henderson and paying them a processing fee. That eliminates building a plant out here, employees. We don't have to deal with that. And it keeps our desert a little more pristine by putting that pipe in. We only have to go to Railroad Pass and tie in, so it's not that far. So I don't like the idea of putting purple pipe in and reusing that water, because the landscapers have to know how to use the water, or they kill the trees and the grass. We don't want that happening. Now, on our golf courses, the Cascada and Boulder Creek, they don't have a lot of grass. We need to redo the old municipal golf course. I know some people aren't going to be happy about that, but we do need to redo that. All of the plumbing underneath there is leaking because it's so old. So we need to maybe shut down half of it so we keep the other half going and redo that a half at a time and cut down the water usage there, because definitely we need to do that. Again, I think COVID money could go towards that, because it would be helping with water. Now, on personal residence, I think that's a choice. If you have the money to pay for the water, because water's going to go up, it's going to have to. The price of it's going to go up. If you want to keep your grass, I think that's up to you on a personal level. I'm only going to be looking at the city and what the city can do to be good citizens.
Right.
And it's going to be up to the citizens to see what they want to do with their own yards.
Right. Oh, how about some of the parks, though? I mean, we've got a lot of parks with a lot of grass. I mean, do you favor, you know, maybe removing some of that grass that's kind of on the peripherals of the parks?
Well, that would have to be something to be looked at, but I don't think you should be removing parks. Again, we have to have places for kids to go play and run and families to have a picnic, and you can't do it on rocks. So I think that it would be important to have parks, recreational areas where people can go, and then that way they don't have to put all the grass in their yards.
Sure, okay.
Visit the Rainbow Club and Emerald Island Casinos for award-winning dining and the best selection of the newest video reel games, video keno, and video poker. Recognized by the Las Vegas Review-Journal's Best of Las Vegas Awards, Emerald Island Casino has been voted Best Video Poker, Best Paying Slots, Best Henderson Casino, Best Henderson Restaurant, Best Locals Casino Valleywide, Best Breakfast, Best Coffee Shop, and Best Diner. Rainbow Club's new restaurant, Triple B, was also voted Best Burger and Best Brunch. Emerald Island Casino and Rainbow Club Casino, where slot players are treated like royalty.
You know, we were talking about electric rates last time we got together, and they're still going up. You know, we have, of course, we have our access to our own electricity here in Boulder City, but, you know, it's still going up. Do you think we could use some of the solar electricity that comes out of the solar fields to lessen the cost of our electricity here, or is that kind of the horse is already out of the barn there?
Yeah, the horse is already out of the barn, but I really think that all the solar money is going towards operations. We want fire, police, we want a nice swimming pool, so that's going towards operations of the city for the employees, that sort of thing. Power's going to be an issue coming up. My thought is, because the lower we go in the water, the turbines at the dam don't turn as fast, right. And we don't generate as much power. Mm-hmm. So power is going to definitely become an issue. I know myself, I have solar on my roof, so I've done that. But I almost believe, too, that we're in such a good location for solar that we should have a solar farm of our own to support Boulder City. Mm-hmm. I'd like to see us build something like that, sure. If at all possible. Don't know the cost, don't know anything like that. But out there where we're dumping all that water would be a nice area to build a nice solar farm, mm-hmm. that we could actually help with the city and all the powers out there also. I know that Mike Giroux went and put all the solar on the Boulder City Hospital.
Right.
And I think that cut their utility, their electric bill down by $10,000. Yeah. I could be off on that. I'm going off the top of my head.
Right.
But it was just astronomical what it did for the city hospital, which was such a big savings for them.
But it's something we should look into.
I'm for it because we're here with this sunshine as often as we have it here. And one of the nice things, you could build it out there by where that treatment plant is or where the water is being dumped right now. And the sun, you don't have any mountains around it, mm-hmm. so the solar field wouldn't be shaded.
Right.
It would just be building new transmission lines or however you would get the power from the solar into Boulder City.
Sure.
And there is a big solar plant, a big electrical plant out there anyways. I don't know what they call that one, but it's out there right by that.
Right.
And you could build and feed into that to
go to
residents.
So there's a referendum on the ballot coming up about the land for a second grocery store, and it's pretty specific. I mean, it can only be used for a second grocery store, and you know, we've seen that most of the grocery chains here don't really want to come in here because there's not a lot of people here in terms of how they normally site a grocery store. Do you think that should be a little more wide open, or do you think we really need that second grocery store?
Well, I don't think we should zone something for just a grocery store until we have the grocery store.
Right.
And it's not just a grocery store; it's to have little businesses with it too. So.
Sure.
If somebody came to us and wanted to put in a grocery store, I would say, absolutely, then zone it. It doesn't take that long to do it.
Right.
So why would we zone it prior to and actually not be able to do anything else with that land until we took it before the citizens?
Right.
So that doesn't make sense to me that you would actually say this land can only be for a grocery store.
Right. Right.
Because the problem is we have Albertson's here, and we have the 99 cent store.
Mm-hmm.
The 99 cent store is half grocery store.
Right.
They have produce, milk, meat in there.
Sure. Right.
So you actually have two stores right now. So it really does cut down. Plus, we don't have a lot of business in Boulder City. So a lot of people go into town or into Las Vegas, Henderson, and work and come back home, stop and buy their groceries on their way home, not in Boulder City. So they factor all of that in. So I don't see where no one's wanted to come and be a grocery store so far, maybe in the future, but that's when you should zone it.
Okay, great, great. So one of the controversies of the outgoing administration was the handling of the airport. You know, first of all, it was the fuel tanks. You know, they took away the fuel concession from one of the companies that's been doing it for years, and then they took away the leasing for the hangar owners or hangar leasers, I guess it was. But a second round of hangar leases is coming up in 2023. And do you think we need to kind of revisit what happened that first time actually include maybe the hangar owners in the discussion?
Absolutely. I am absolutely. It's just like the RV park.
Right.
It's only going to be for 35 years or 25 years, whatever they say. I'm not sure on that. I don't have all the facts. But it's going to be a 99-year lease, 150-year lease.
Right.
Because we want them to be successful.
Mm-hmm.
Same with our airport. We want the airport to be successful. You can change a lease with an addendum.
Right.
Why not just let these people continue to lease and bring their and renegotiate that lease?
Right.
Also, on the airport advisory board, it should all be pilots that actually use that airport, that communicate back to us and tell us what's needed out there.
Right.
And maybe they're not going to be happy with how the price that we asked for their lease, but we all should be able to walk away feeling like, okay,
Right.
Maybe I didn't get everything I wanted, but I'm happy.
Right.
And that's how we need to walk away with it. Same with the RV park. It needs to be a win-win. They need to be successful. We have no business getting in the business of competing with other commercial
sure.
businesses or with the hangar people that are out there. And then we have to add an employee. How many employees are we going to add?
Exactly right.
And what's the cost of that? What's the cost of if one gets injured out there?
Mm-hmm.
And the retirement fund and all of that. So that all adds up. So instead of paying for that, let's raise the price of the leases and let everybody keep their hangar. I found that to be a little bit upsetting myself.
Sure.
Because I wouldn't want my hangar taken away like that.
Yeah.
And I can tell you, I've sat at city council meetings where they talked about they were going to up these leases. So a lot of people bought into these thinking the city was mm-hmm. not going to
just
do
gonna
this.
Renew it,
and
yeah.
then
mm-hmm.
they did that.
Right.
And I've heard that saying, well, the lease said, you can correct that. I mean, just with a simple addendum.
Right.
I mean, it wouldn't be that simple because we'd have to, you know,
right.
renegotiate it. And that's when you'd need a good attorney. Even with the RV part, we're going to need a good attorney that understands leases and
right.
how to negotiate those and how to get the most for the city.
Sure.
Because you don't want to set somebody up for failure.
Right, right, exactly. And, you know, when you talk about the advisory board, I mean, one of the things they did was throw off the chairman, who was a commercial airline pilot,
mm-hmm.
and they brought in a guy who said, I'm interested in aviation. That was his qualifications. I mean, come on, you know.
Well, I'm interested in aviation.
Exactly,
I grew up
right.
around it. I
yeah.
mean, my dad was a glider pilot. I've
yeah.
been on the dry lake and
go, right.
at airports
yep.
my whole life. But I don't know how to land.
Sure.
I don't know how to take off.
Right.
I don't know how to use the airport.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what you need is the people that
right.
actually use it. Because the pilots are the ones that want to be safe out there. And they want things to run safely and smoothly because there's no room for error.
Right, right. No question about that. So one last question. What do you hope to accomplish if you're elected to city council?
Well, I have several things I want mm-hmm. to accomplish. And one of them would be the statue for Shane Patton.
Mm-hmm.
I
yeah.
was really disappointed that didn't make it. I just think that would be such an asset
it
to
would,
Boulder
sure.
City because he was such a wonderful young man, part of who Boulder City is.
Mm-hmm.
And he's buried here at Boulder City.
Yeah, sure.
And his family's here. So I would like to see that. I'd like to see us work with the pilots and get the airport
mm-hmm.
that accomplished. I'd like to see a swimming pool.
Yeah.
And so I've got several things that I'd like to do. And the water issue, we have to solve that.
Mm-hmm.
We have to really work at being good citizens and be that example to everybody else.
Right. Well, could we be an example to California?
Yeah.
I was kind of shocked that they put more restrictions on Nevada and Arizona, who we know we live in a desert and we're careful about water, and they didn't put any on California, who they think they have the ocean out there, they have unlimited water, and they do nothing to them. I mean, is there some way we can complain to the federal government about, you know, let's make this fair and equitable?
Well, I'm reading Cadillac Desert right now.
Right.
And it's never
okay.
been fair, to be honest
yeah,
with you.
That's true.
The problem is you have to play in the sandbox with everybody. We have to work and try to negotiate and get the best deal for ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's always going to be that way. And back when it first started,
right.
same scenario
sure, right.
is going
yep.
on.
Yep.
Now, again, a lot of the water that's going downstream to water the alfalfa fields,
mm-hmm.
that alfalfa is not feeding our cows,
right.
it's going over to China and India
mm-hmm.
to feed their animals.
Right.
So why not remove that and let them grow it on their property
right.
and let us save our water that's so valuable to this desert? I mean, all of California, they tried to make California look like Florida, and
right.
we're not. We're
right.
We're very arid,
and you know they could do things like build desalinization plants on the coast, and they refuse to do that because they're environmentally conscious. You know, so.
I did ask about that because the cost so far to build those is very expensive
mm-hmm.
and very costly, but they are building some plants there now to recycle their water, like we're going to do,
right.
hopefully.
Yes.
And like I said, Claudia Bridges brought that to us 3 years ago,
yeah.
and we could have had that line built and already dumping into the lake, but it didn't happen.
Right.
But I think that California is going to be doing some of that same thing because it's cheaper to do that than
sure.
to do the
right.
to take the seawater and make that
right,
drinkable.
Right, right. Well, Cokie, thanks for sitting down with us. Good luck in the election. I think you have a personality you can work with everybody on city council right now, and we hope that if you're elected you'll get your goals accomplished.
Thank you, and I appreciate it, and I do. I love Boulder City, so, and I think I can get my goals accomplished.
Great.
In 4 years I should be able to.
Okay.
Thank you, Roger.
Thank you.
Thanks for joining us on the Boulder City Podcast, sponsored by the Emerald Island Casino and the Rainbow Club Casino in downtown Henderson, where slot players are treated like royalty. Special thanks to Boulder City Social for partnering with us on the election series and helping to disseminate the program. So we'll see you next time on the Boulder City Podcast.